The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. As the announcer of this show, I sometimes ask myself, to what shall I compare Eric? Shall I compare him to a summer's day? Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
But not Eric. I'll tell you, nothing shakes this guy.
And now here he is, wearing green leotards and a jester's coxcomb, Eric Metaxas.
Exit Tom, stage left.
Thank you, Snagglepuss. That's just beautiful. I gotta tell you, folks, I am so excited right now. It's gonna be tough to contain my excitement. In fact, I think I will fail. I have in the studio someone whom I have followed for a long time, whom I've admired for a long time. Her name is Kimberly Strassel. You know her from the Wall Street Journal. She has a new book out called Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. Kimberly Strassel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. And I am a big fan, so it is an honor to be here.
Now, just tons of people have just turned off the radio. They think, what could she possibly have to say? Seriously, I have just loved your appearances on the Wall Street Journal Report, on Fox News, and your columns in the Journal. You and Bill McGurn, you know, compete for my attention. The thesis of your book is something, I'm not kidding, I have said, I've not written a book about it, but I've said precisely what you say in this book many times. I've not heard anyone say it until now. So tell my listeners, what is the thesis? Resistance at all costs.
So the thesis is that I think a lot of people in America over the last 3 years have been fed this narrative that has come from the left and from the mainstream media saying, you know, Donald Trump is destroying our institutions. He's undermining our democracy. He's breaking all norms. Now, I would like to say, I do think Donald Trump is a norm breaker, but mostly with regards to his speech, his rhetoric, his tweets, his demeanor. And by the way, I also think a lot of Americans elected him for just that reason. They wanted a disruptor to come into D.C. But in terms of actual damage to institutions and to standards and to things that really matter and are lasting or meant to be lasting in this country, the damage is coming from the left. And if you step back and objectively look at that, that's simply the case. You know, it's not Donald Trump who has caused Americans to dramatically lose faith and trust in the FBI and the Department of Justice. That was Jim Comey and Nanny McCabe and their counterintelligence investigation into a presidential campaign.
And John Brennan, every chance he gets on MSNBC. I mean, it's really a remarkable time we're living in.
Yeah. And that's one example. It's not Donald Trump who has broken our Senate confirmation process. That would be the liberal Democrats and activists who ambushed Brett Kavanaugh. It's not Donald Trump right now who's demeaning the concept of impeachment, which is a serious and sober tool, but it's now being used as a partisan political tool. These things, that's real damage that's going to way outlast this presidency.
Are you married?
I am.
I was going to propose everything you just said, but then I just recalled I, too, am married. We
More
both have
important.
Kids, so we'll just put that to the side. But I have to tell you, to hear someone of your stature say what you just said, I'm not kidding. I'm not hearing people say this, and it's become so clear to me that this is precisely correct. And because we are fighting, this Mississippi River of the mainstream media, you cannot go upstream. It's so powerful. But they put out this narrative constantly. And it seems very clear that because Trump is a counterpuncher, if they were not doing these outrageous things, he would not be doing more than half of the outrageous things he's doing.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Could you imagine, by the way, this just came into my head the other day. Could you imagine what the different approach might be or attitude of Americans might be if this presidency had proceeded as every other presidency? Right. And there had never been Hillary Clinton's dossier, an FBI investigation, a Mueller investigation, and all the crazy things and this Democratic insistence that they were going to try to impeach him from the start. You didn't have any background like that. You had a kind of normal operating presidency. And then suddenly we got this stuff about the Ukraine. That might be very different. You know what I mean? But my point here is a lot of Americans look out there and they go, this is just more of the same. And we're sick of it.
Well, it's kind of funny. I'd never been to a presidential inauguration in my life. My wife and I were privileged to be at the Trump inaugural. And the next day we thought, oh, we'll take a walk down and we'll get a drink someplace or whatever. And we stumbled into the quote unquote women's march, which was screaming women wearing genital hats. And I realized this has nothing to do with women. This is a vicious anti-Trump march the day after he became president. And it has never gone away. There's been a level of vitriol which clearly doesn't respect the voting process. It doesn't respect the fact that guess who elected Donald Trump? His base? No, it's called America. America actually elected him as president. And there's a tremendous disdain that clearly we've never seen on this level.
Well, right. You know, the subtitle of the book is How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. And it's interesting, when we were first debating the title, someone suggested, how about How Trump Critics Are Breaking America? And I said, no, we're not using that word. Because guess what? Like, a lot of us are critical thinkers. We look at presidencies and we say, I like that policy. I don't like that policy. That's what we used to do and what a lot of people in this country still do. The haters are people who, as you said, came after the minute he was elected, decided he was illegitimate and that they were going to take any means necessary. And I think that that's an important point, too. One of the things that the book does a lot, I try to do in the book, is to lay out the actual rules and regulations and standards that they are breaking, you know, and enumerate them. Because I think it gets to the heart of why people feel angry. We can't always articulate it. We just feel grumpy that this process is happening. But there are actual things that shouldn't have happened that happened. And they have the attitude that they're allowed to transgress all of those boundaries, all those rules, because they are somehow on a moral quest to get rid of this presidency.
Right. He's Hitler 2.0, obviously. And so, you know, what can we do but resist? The title of your book is Resistance at All Costs. Give us a few examples of these things, because people do struggle to articulate these things. We need a vocabulary to begin to say what it is that the left has done.
So, you know, I have a chapter in there on Mueller and his entire probe. And first of all, we could talk chapter and verse about how that even came to be and the really underhanded things that Jim Comey did to get that special counsel appointed, etc. But, you know, you have Mueller, he's appointed. It's not in his remit to look into obstruction of justice. And by the way, I would point out that the claims that Trump had obstructed justice had come out before Mueller was appointed. And yet Rod Rosenstein in that appointment memo did not say, go look into obstruction of justice. He said, look into Russian collusion. But you know what? Mueller did it anyway. Then he comes out with a report. He completely flouts the special counsel rules that say you either prosecute someone or you explain why you declined to prosecute someone. He puts out 200 pages of muck about how Donald Trump might have obstructed justice. You guys decide for yourself. And along the way, of course, we see all the other things that always accompany special counsels. You know, the law enforcement abusing its power, pressuring its witnesses, setting people up, resorting to that kind of last bastion of bad prosecutorial accusing people of lying to the government, the catch-all. You know, it just was really – it's not a – these are not norms that we want to see in the United States.
Well, I mean, it's not just things we don't want to see. These are things that we as patriotic Americans should label as despicable and fundamentally un-American. fundamentally un-American and undermining of all legitimate authority. Because when the government is playing these games, they undermine the idea that we are the government, that the government exists to bring justice, and it becomes a cynical, you know, it sort of puts you in the position that the mafia is with regard to law enforcement. They think, you know what, we do what we do, they do their dirty stuff, and we're equal, and we're in a war. And that ought not to be the case.
Well, right. I mean, it's government abuse. There's another chapter in the book about the bureaucratic resistance. And obviously, we're talking about this a lot right now because of the whistleblower. But it's also about the leaks. It's about the legions of federal employees who have said, I'm not implementing that policy, or I'm going to slow down that policy because I don't like it. And there are examples of that in the book. We published an excerpt recently on this, and it was amazing. I saw all these liberals on Twitter saying, we are so fortunate that we have government employees standing up to this corrupt government and doing the right thing. And all I could think is, that attitude down that path is terrible. We didn't elect the federal bureaucracy to administer the law. We elected Donald Trump. You might not agree with him, but you guys are getting paid to take orders. And if we're going to have a situation where everyone decides, I don't have to follow the rules because morally it's really upsetting for me, then we got anarchy.
We will be right back, folks. I'm talking to Kimberly Strassel. The book is Resistance at All Costs. Don't go away. University professors have been fired for their Christian views. Boys are taking awards away from girls because public schools are allowing boys to compete in girls' sports competitions. Bad laws are forcing creative professionals to create and express messages through their art that directly contradict their deeply held beliefs. Hey, folks, this is Eric Metaxas. You may not believe it, but these are actual freedoms being fought for in the courts by my friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. ADF fights these pivotal court battles for free, but they cannot do it without your help. Your tax-deductible gift of $100 will help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your freedom and the freedom of your children and grandchildren. Give securely by clicking the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com. That's the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at MetaxasTalk.com or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770. Please help Alliance Defending Freedom today.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Hey there, folks. Man, I hate to cut off the Hughes Corporation, but I have Kimberly Strassel in the studio. She's a member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, but who isn't, right? Kimberly Strassel, welcome. I honestly, it's so wonderful to have you here. I've really admired your work, your writing, your appearances on TV. The book is Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. So your thesis, and again, I've said this so many times, it seems clearer and clearer to me that it is, in fact, ironically, the left that is breaking the things that we've always taken for granted and that is going outside the norms. But Trump keeps getting cast as the villain who is doing this. So give us some more examples of what it is that the left has done to bring us where we are, alas.
So we talk about in the book, I go through the counterintelligence probe, obviously, which is astonishing. Even just saying that again today is astonishing. It should astonish everyone that the FBI, partly on the basis of opposition research provided by the rival campaign, opened a counterintelligence investigation into a sitting presidential candidate. I mean, this is Hoover, okay? This is,
you know,
I mean,
what I was going to say, and you're the first person that said that besides me. I said, this is Hoover, and then some. We kind of think, like, surely we're beyond that sort of nefarious scheming by someone like, you know, and yet here we are, and nobody seems to be horrified.
So you have an FBI and DOJ resistance. You have the Mueller resistance later. You've got bureaucratic resistance. You've got a judicial resistance. That's one of my favorite chapters in the book about the number of judges who – look, we've always had judges that have ideological differences, but – all judges have tended to adhere to certain norms because they're what maintain integrity in the judiciary.
Right, right.
Do you know that Donald Trump has had more national injunctions slapped on his policies than the prior six presidents combined?
Okay, I have to ask you because my wife and I, she asks me the question and I can't answer it. And then I say, I've got to ask somebody and I never get the answer. But I don't understand how things work such that some judge can do that to the president of the United States. Can you help us understand what it is that happens?
They're not supposed to, and it's why they're getting slapped down. In a recent opinion, Clarence Thomas actually took aim at this and said, we have got to stop this, lower court people, because you're doing a couple of bad things. One, you are imposing your judicial view on the nation. Two, we have historically always reminded you that the executive office at least gets the initial deference on policy. You know, let it
but
work
it strikes
through.
Me as odd that Clarence Thomas has to write about this. There is no legislation that says that. I mean, the idea that some random judge out there can do this and affect the entire nation, can affect our border security, it seems to me unconstitutional. It seems that there's a law missing.
It's not unconstitutional. It's more that, you know, the lower courts are supposed to take their direction from the high court.
Right.
And the high court's made clear many times national injunctions are for extreme circumstances, not just because you are imposing your will over the elected branch, but because you also do damage to the judiciary itself, meaning we have circuits across the country. And the whole goal of this is to make sure we have debate in between the circuits over different, you know, they might come to different opinions. And so by the time they wake their way up to the Supreme Court, you've had real debate and sort of judicial discussion about this. When you issue a nationwide injunction, you don't get any of that. And so, but that's why these judges, that's why I call them part of the resistance. They They know better. They're doing it anyway. And so it's so bad that you're requiring the Supreme Court to intervene and tell you to knock it off.
It's political game playing is what it is. It's ugly politics. It's the same thing that we see happening with this impeachment, so-called. I mean, we know that it's political theater. They can get away with it, but that doesn't make it right. And they are, I guess the way I see it, the reason that this is, they dare to call themselves the resistance, which is, it's a joke, but they really do believe that everything that they have fought for is going to be lost, which it ought to be, but they don't like that, and they're going to do everything, including every dirty thing and every trick to stop it, including go outside of every single norm, because they don't care so much about the norms.
Right. And they should. And I keep trying to make this point to my friends on the left. Okay. Because again, whether it's 1 year or 5 years, Donald Trump in his tweets and his whole approach to the presidency will be gone. But we're going to be left sitting with these things. And I keep posing this to my friends on the left. All right, let's say Joe Biden wins the election. And by the way, he's had this Ukrainian question hanging over his head. Let's say he wins next year. But let's say the GOP retakes the House. Are we going to immediately start impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden? Because, you know, according to a lot of people on the right, he is, quote, unquote, corrupt. So is this how we're going to operate the presidency from now on? That's the kind of norm breaking I'm talking about. It's why this stuff is so serious, because, you know, we will survive Donald Trump's presidency, believe me. But whether or not, you know, we continue on our way in the wake of this kind of damage, I think that's a bigger question.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I talk a lot about religious freedom, and it's the same issue. If you can respect people on the other side and understand that that's who we are as a people, when things change, which somehow they inevitably do, well, then you will be respected. But if we're always playing, you know, this zero sum game, I mean, it does seem where we are right now. I'm not sure where it's going to go. But I guess I just want to ask your thoughts on, do you think, I was so impressed by Attorney General Barr's speech at Notre Dame the other day. I was staggered, really, that he was willing to say what I certainly know is true about the forces on the left trying to wipe out religion as the founders hoped it would exist. It strikes me that he may be, you know, slowly bringing to justice all of the folks out there. And I mean, most people wonder, when are we going to see some justice? When are we going to see some prosecutions? What is your sense of where this is going to go?
So I think everyone should be very, very relieved and happy to see Bill Barr in that job. Okay. And just remember, it's pretty clear why he took this job. He didn't need it. As he said in his confirmation hearings, he needed this like he needed a hole in his head. And I think it's pretty obvious now, when you look at what he's done, that the entire reason he came back to do that again is because he wanted to try to restore accountability and credibility to the Department of Justice. And so he started by appointing John Durham. Awesome. A guy who is sterling reputation. I mean, that no one has ever laid a glove on. He's just above all that politics, partisanship. It's going to be, that's really great. But you also see him talking about these other principles, which got lost in the Obama administration. Let's be clear. And when you don't have an attorney general out there making these points every day about the Constitution and the rightful place of a government, and how it fits into culture, too, that's a real, real problem. So I'm very hopeful he's going to do a good job here. What worries me is, as we get closer to this IG report, you see an outright campaign to delegitimize him.
That's the key. I mean, they've already, I mean, it's kind of funny. Paul Krugman and others, I think Bill McGurn in yesterday's journal cites what they have called, you know, Bill Barr, as a result of his utterly brilliant and constitutional speech at Notre Dame. They're already throwing every name at him in the book. And I guess the question is, will he be able to forge on in the midst of that? I mean, Trump is the kind of guy who does. I think Barr is the kind of a guy who does. But you can see that they really are going to hold nothing back.
Well, here's the good news. I ended up talking to somebody who is close to him, sees him regularly. And I was like, how's he holding up under this? And it was a great response. It was like, he knew exactly what he was signing up for. And so, you know, that's good. It means he's been around the block. He's not trying to burnish his reputation. He's trying to do the right thing. And that's it's actually nice to see. You know, we don't have enough of that anymore. People are a little too cynical. He came back and he's serving his country again. And I think it's impressive.
Oh, it is. And I mean, when he gave the speech in South Bend, I thought to myself, wow, I was an admirer of his before. But now I feel like you get a real measure of the man, because he didn't have to give a speech like that.
And he plays the bagpipes.
And I forgot to say, and he plays the bagpipes. That is actually, he played the bagpipes before he gave the speech. But how extraordinary. It is amazing. So this book is brand new, Kimberly.
Yesterday was the first day.
Yesterday.
Yep.
Okay. So Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. Your previous bestseller is The Intimidation Game. We are so grateful to you. And all I have to say is we've got to figure out how to get you back to continue this conversation, because we've got a lot more to talk about.
Well, I would love to do that. So you let me know.
I'm thrilled. We will figure it out. Okay. Kimberly Stressel, thank you. Congratulations on Resistance at All Costs. Really exciting. Thank you.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Vice President Mike Pence says that Turkey has agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The vice president spoke after a high-level delegation of U.S. officials met with Turkish President Erdogan in Ankara. There will be a pause in military operations for 120 hours to allow the U.S.-allied Syrian Kurds to withdraw. President Trump is calling this an incredible outcome. Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings has died of complications from long-standing health problems. He was 68. President Trump ordering flags at the White House, military bases, and other federal buildings to be flown at half-staff to honor Cummings. Chicago teachers are on strike after failing to reach a contract deal with the nation's third-largest school district in a dispute that canceled classes for more than 300,000 students. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 43 points. The NASDAQ is up 32. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Thank you.
in the world do you follow Kimberly Strassel? I don't know. We got to get her back in the studio ASAP. But in the meantime, I've got a super special guest. I'm holding in my hand not just one, but a number of books in the Hamster Homes series. I have the author of these books with us in the studio now. Alban Sadar, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Great studio, by the way.
Isn't it incredible?
It's incredible.
It's so great to get you in here. We haven't seen you in a while. I know you got a job with that Howard Stern or somebody like that. And you've been producing that show. But I know you've been writing these books.
I have.
All along.
Yeah.
We have talked. I think the first time you were on this program was to talk about a Hamster Homes book.
Actually, I wrote it down June 6th of 2016. You can go back in at McTax's talk and find it.
It's that long ago.
Yeah. It's been
June 6th of 2016.
Over 3 years, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, so how many books in the Hamster Home series exist now?
Number 5 just came out this week, Afraid of the Dark. There are 5 books. By December, there's going to be 6 books, and by next summer, there's going to be a box set that you can get at Costco.
A box set?
At Costco.
I never get a box set.
I know.
I've written all these children's books.
I know.
Never got a box set.
Well, we have to talk to
your
publishers.
It's like Red Buttons. Never got a dinner. Moses, when he parted the Red Sea. Seriously, you've written now 6 of these suckers?
Yes.
You're getting a box set? Okay.
Yes.
So for people who know nothing, okay, people, I'm always talking about my children's books, but we've got to talk about your children's books because you've written so many of them. Hamster Homes is a whole series.
Yes,
where'd you
is.
Get the idea for Hamster Homes? Obviously based on Sherlock Holmes, but where'd you get the
idea?
Wait
a minute. Wait, there's a Sherlock Holmes?
You never heard of Sherlock Holmes?
No. Whoa.
You know, actually, it's possible.
Okay.
And this is going out on a limb because maybe the math and the chronology is off, but it seems to me it's possible that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle
who?
Based his Sherlock Holmes series on Hamster Homes.
Okay, we'll go on that premise for now.
Okay.
For
but now. Anyway, they're both detectives. But I guess my question is, what gave you the idea to write a children's book about a detective who is also a hamster?
Well, here's the idea. Simon & Schuster, they're a publisher, right? This is a ready-to-read book series, by the way. And it's for kids 5 to 7. Well, they were looking for a detective. And I happened to be there talking to the publisher. And I said, how about a furry detective, right? A hamster. And how about Hamster Homes, right? And his sidekick. Now, this is what I really like a lot. The sidekick is Dr. Watt. Okay, and he's a firefly. And Yeah, he blinks off and off.
W-A-T-T?
Yes, like what?
Oh,
you know, for
man.
A detective, what? Okay.
You know, that's what we used to call clever. In the old days, we would say that was clever. Seriously, though, so Dr. Watt, not yes. Watson, no. Dr. Watt,
yeah, he's like
and
a,
he's a firefly.
He's like a one-watt bulb, and he blinks off and on in Morse code. So there's Morse code in the book. There's a chart, and so that's how he communicates to Hamster Home. So he talks in kind of like one word or two word sentences. And
Alvin, that is so clever.
And the kids can figure it all out.
But he's a gigantic firefly. He actually frightens me.
Well, yeah, you know, if you think about it, for Disney has a mouse, right, as a character. And then you have a dog as a character. And the mouse and the dog are about the same
size.
Well,
what about Jiminy Cricket? It's a stinking cricket.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you go.
It's an arthropod. okay, so Hamster Homes is the star of the series.
He is.
But you're sitting there with Simon & Schuster, and you're talking about stuff, and, mm-hmm. and they said, well, we kind of like a detective series.
Yeah.
And you just said, hey, I think I just may have something for you.
Yeah, I got something for
and
you,
now,
kid.
And now six books later,
yep. And the reason why I really like this one a lot, and the cover is just beautiful, it's called Afraid of the Dark, and it blows the lid off of haunted hotels, okay?
It blows the lid off of haunted
hotels. If you want to know what's really going on with haunted hotels, you got to read.
I do.
And it's for kids 5 to 7. So the kids that are like on the older end of that spectrum, they can actually read it for themselves because
right.
it's words that are the kids can read.
But what about, couldn't an 8-year-old read it for himself or herself?
Oh, sure. And you could read it for yourself.
I can read
too. But the little kids, because I have a nephew who just read it. He's 2 years old, and he just absolutely loved it.
He's two?
He's two. Well,
it was read to him.
Well, it was read to him.
By a 7-year-old.
Right. But by somebody, well, actually by his mother, who actually graduated from Harvard, speaking of Harvard.
Incredible. And, you know, what do you mean, speaking of Harvard? Who's speaking of Harvard?
Well, in the previous guest you have on, I think
okay.
you guys did talk
Yeah, we might have mentioned Harvard at some point.
You probably did. But anyway, But I love the artwork. And by the way, I got to mention our artist, our illustrator. His name's Valerio Fabretti.
Valerio Fabretti?
Yes.
Now, what is that, Italian?
It's Italian. And the guy is an... You know who I compare him with? Because I had... He was up in New York. We visited Simon & Schuster together. And he's kind of... He reminds me of Roberto Benigni from Life is Beautiful.
Right.
I mean, this guy's just so full of life.
You mean he's just exploding with joy?
Oh, yeah. He just loves life. And he loves just drawing and illustrations. His illustrations are just out of this
world. But he's actually an Italian from Italy, not an Italian-American.
Right, exactly. But he's living in San Francisco now. He went to some big art institute out there.
Uh-huh.
He works as an artist, so he's an exceptional...
He actually works as an artist.
He actually
does. That explains
does.
Him doing these illustrations.
And by the way, a shout-out to my incredible editor, Elizabeth Barton. Now, you talk about a name for an author or someone in the publishing world.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Barton.
It sounds very official, almost made up.
Almost. She goes by Beth, but Elizabeth Barton.
Elizabeth Barton. So she's the editor.
She is the editor.
All right, so she's the brains of the outfit. She puts it all together. You just throw her these cockamamie plots,
and she
makes it come together. Now,
somehow.
I've noticed in the new book, Hamster Holmes Afraid of the Dark,
mm-hmm.
I see that coming out of the cuckoo clock is Dr. Watt.
Yes, right.
It's a creepily large firefly. It's so big that it comes out of a cuckoo clock. But okay, so this one's about the dark and haunted houses. When we come back, I want to talk about the rest of these. Alban, I'm so glad we're talking about your books for a change. Hamster Holmes, the whole series by Alban Sadar. We'll be right back.
100 nights on Broadway.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Taxi Show. I'm talking to Albin Sadar, the author.
Ooh.
Albin,
yes.
Everybody thinks that you're the producer on the show, and I go, yeah, in a way,
in
that's
a way.
Correct, but in another way, no, he is my guest and the author of a series of children's books, Hamster Homes. These books are for kids 5 to 7 or any combination of those numbers. So 5 times 7, 35. If you have a 35-year-old son, mm-hmm. he would love these books.
Sure.
But Hamster Homes, there's a whole series. One is called Afraid of the Dark. That's the new one.
Yes.
Then you have A Mystery Comes Knocking, Combing for Clues, Hamster Homes on the Right Track. Does it get hit by a train?
No.
Oh.
Fortunately.
And then you have Hamster Homes, the first one, A Bit Stumped.
Yes.
Is that the first one?
No, that's the fifth one.
Oh, that's the
fifth
one.
The first one is A Mystery Comes Knocking, which is actually based on something that happened to my wife, Ann, and I when we first moved into
Happened to my wife, Ann, and me.
And me, okay.
I knew I could get you. I got you.
That's why I need an editor, you see. That's why
Okay, but seriously, though, this is based, the first one is based on something that happened to you and Ann?
Yeah.
Does Ann know that you're putting her into a book?
Well, actually, she's one of the characters in the book.
Really?
Yeah, Annie Bunny is one of the characters.
Annie Bunny. Yeah, so let me guess. Is it a rabbit?
No. Yeah, she is. Oh. She's a beautiful rabbit,
I must say.
A beautiful rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what happened? Can you share with us, Albin?
Yes. Well, what happened in the first one is Ann and I, of course, we moved into a beautiful condo community up in Tarrytown. And after a few weeks, we started hearing this knocking. We thought somebody was, like, knocking on the door. Like, hey, what a great community. Hey, people are coming and welcoming. Except it's happening about, 2 in the morning. So, but we figured out after a while that, and this, you would think, okay, come on, you guys, you're this dumb. It turned out we actually had a woodpecker that kept knocking at our.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Okay, first of all, you know it's not a ghost. Do you know how you know that?
Well, I knew it wasn't.
But you know how that's not a ghost? Because everybody knows condo complexes are never haunted.
No, they can't be.
They just don't have.
It's not in the bylaws.
They don't have the ability to deal with ghosts because they're too new.
Right.
Even if they're falling down, like some of them are, we know that they don't have ghosts.
Right.
So you knew it wasn't a ghost.
I knew that.
But did you ever dream that it could be a woodpecker?
No, we didn't think of that because we lived, I was living in Manhattan for like 29 years before I got married, right? So there weren't woodpeckers in Manhattan. In fact, I lived 2 blocks around the corner from this studio for 29
years. No, the woodpeckers, they were an early immigrant group, and most of them by now have moved out to the suburbs. They made it big.
The woodpeckers.
Yeah, they started out, they were on the Lower East Side and for a number of years, but really early in the 20th century.
They were part of the Bowery Boys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But so a woodpecker knocked on your door.
Yeah. Well, turned out it wasn't actually on the door. First you think, because you're hearing a knocking, well, where else are you going to knock? And it was actually on the corner, the side of the condo,
But you actually thought somebody was knocking on your door, and it provoked you and Ann to figure out what's the mystery, figure it out.
Exactly. So we hired a hamster who happened to be called Hamster Homes.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
And he got to the bottom of it.
Literary history.
The rest is mystery.
Yeah, the rest, you go.
Okay, so Hamster Homes, the first one is A Mystery Comes Knocking. Now, I interviewed you on June 6, 2016,
mm-hmm.
It seems like it would have been longer ago than that, but it's that recently?
Yeah. Yes.
But I had you on the program before that doing Fun Facts Fridays.
No. It actually started with that. That was the very first thing.
Are you kidding
me? I'm not kidding. And then I had mentioned that I was friends with, or I came to New York with Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
And so then you said, hey, I got to get you back on to talk about Dennis Miller.
Right.
When I came back on, I started talking about B.S. Bentley, the Beyond Belief series.
Oh, that's right.
And then you
right.
said, wait a minute, we got to talk about Beyond Belief and the B.S. Yeah. Bentley and all these fun facts.
And it led to the Fun Facts Fridays.
That's how it all developed.
And the theme song and that whole period.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. We should do more of that.
We're going to get back to that. It's just gotten busy around here. Once we move to TBN, television, and radio, and all that stuff combined.
Okay, so now there are other characters. You've got a character called Corny O'Squirrel.
Now, he's from the first book, but he appears in, like, he's in the background in all the books except one. He's like, all the characters are in it, because it's a whole world.
Now, why didn't he, did his agent, they basically couldn't get the contract signed by the time the book was published, and so he didn't make it into that book?
Well, he didn't make it, because if he says one line, then he gets an under five role, and then he's got to get paid, you know, union.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite character is Ouchie the Porcupine. Because
Ouchie?
Yeah, Ouchie. Because
Ouchie the Porcupine?
But he pronounces it Ouchie.
Okay.
Oh. He's got the French thing
interesting,
going.
Interesting, yeah.
Exactly.
Nothing like a French porcupine to liven up a book.
And, of course, Annie Bunny, which is based on my beautiful wife, Anne. And Springy Beaver.
Springy Beaver?
Yeah, he invents things that have springs. He's in book number three, okay.
Springy Beaver, the inventor.
Right, yes.
You know, if I didn't know, I would swear that this book came out of your head, because you're all over this. Like, your character comes out in these characters. It's
very interesting. Well, I wrote Slycraft's catalog of stuff, which
I know. But just the whole thing about Springy Beaver, the inventor. Josiah Mutt, the hard-of-hearing old dog.
Yeah, he's always misinterpreting what the Hamster Holmes is asking, and it like kind of a fun character. He's in book number two, Combing for Clues. And by the way, I just checked before coming on the air, and in Amazon's bestseller list,
yeah,
it's 1,302 right now in children's mouse and rodent books.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so we want to bump that up.
You're number 1,032 with a bullet.
Yeah.
You're going to the top of that rodent category.
We're rising.
I'm convinced.
This is great. So go out to Amazon.com.
Man, if anybody else has a rodent book out there, you're going down.
Yeah, you're coming.
You're going down.
Anybody at 1,301, watch out.
Yeah, you better watch out.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay, so, and then there's another character called Alicia the Ferret.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because they thought she was a weasel, and it, you know, and she's, well, that blows some of the mystery that comes in on the right track.
Oh, okay.
But we got Alicia, we got Dougie the Mole. And some of these names actually come from people I know in real life. I kind of honor them a little
bit. You know a guy named Dougie who has a hideous mole?
Well, no, but I have a brother-in-law named. It's not my sister's.
I think we're out of time.
Uh-oh.
Are we out of time? No. We've got 1 minute left.
Oh my goodness gracious.
All right. So, Alvin, the one about the new one is called Hamster Holmes Afraid of the Dark.
That's
now,
right.
Do you need to have the other books to get this one, or could somebody just get the new one, Afraid of the Dark?
No, you could just get the new one, but it is my favorite of the other five, but the other five kind of lead into it. And there's different kind of the number two series is more like a 40s kind of a detective thing.
I would just love to picture you writing this. Like, do you write on a typewriter? How do you write these?
I write it at my computer at home in my home office.
The first one says, Hamster Holmes and Dr. Watt had just arrived at the Fluffy Stay Inn. They were excited to take a break from detective work. I can't wait to read this. When we come back, more with Alvin Sadar.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
It's really a great day for civilization. It's a great day for civilization.
President Trump speaking with reporters in Fort Worth, hailing the news announced this past hour from Vice President Pence in Turkey. The U.S. and Turkey have agreed to a limited ceasefire in northern Syria to allow for a Kurdish withdrawal from an area just south of the Turkish border.
So we have a five-day ceasefire. During that 5 days, the Kurds and other people, they're going to be taken great care of. They're going to be moving around, moving out of a safe zone, which is something that Turkey has always wanted.
The president is in Dallas-Fort Worth today for a combination of fundraising and for a Keep America Great rally in Dallas tonight. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is ahead 62 points. The NASDAQ is up 36. This is SRN News.
Oh, wow!
It can't be. Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the
tail. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Albin Sader. You think, oh, it's your producer? No, no, no. It's the author of a series of children's books called Hamster Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. This is Afraid of the Dark, the number six in the series or five?
That's five.
This is number five. Okay.
Number six comes out mid-December.
Okay. And this starts out, I mean, Albin, your writing draws me in. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
It starts out, Hamster Holmes and Dr. Watt had just arrived at the Fluffy Stay Inn. They were excited to take a break from detective work. Like, I'm dying to know. What happens next?
The dedication in the book, by the way, is
oh, this is beautiful. The dedication, it says, for all those who never had a book dedicated to them. It's so sweet. Albin, you know, most people think of you as a monster, but I know that you are so sweet, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You are. Okay, so the book goes on. It says, good evening, Hamster Holmes said to the owner of the hotel, a cat named Michelle Mouser. Welcome, Mrs. Mouser said. Let me show you to your room. That was when Dr. Watt noticed something strange at the end of the hallway. The window curtains were moving. Ooh.
Well, this is where he talks in Morse code.
It says, then Dr. Watt, this is the firefly who speaks in Morse code by blinking. Dr. Watt pointed and flashed a message to Hamster Holmes. Dr. Watt used Morse code to talk, blinking his light on and off to form dashes and dots. A long flash of light was a dash. A short flash of light was a dot. The curtains are moving. The curtains are moving, Hamster Holmes asked. Dr. Wad nodded, and they went to investigate. He looked to see if the window was open. A gust of wind could have made the curtains move. Ooh. Okay, but the window is shut tight.
Yeah.
So something spooky is going on.
Yep.
You're going to have to get a copy of Hamster Holmes Afraid of the Dark by Albin Sader.
Yeah, see, I live in basically right next door to Sleepy Hollow, and you know, a lot of history and mystery associated with Sleepy Hollow, so I kind of get inspired
Up in Tarrytown.
Up in Tarrytown.
Isn't that where Ichabod Crane rode
without
a head?
That's exactly right.
The Headless Horseman?
Yes. It was called North Tarrytown till 1999, and they actually changed the name. And it's been 20 years to Sleepy Hollow. And technically that's correct because the old Dutch church is still there, built in 1685.
I hate the Dutch.
Oh, yeah.
I was just with a bunch of Dutch people down in Florida. Man, those Dutch get me angry.
But they make good pastry.
Yeah. Okay. No, but that's so funny that we're talking so far back that it was a Dutch world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The early settlers up in that part
of
the country.
In Tarrytown. And that's where you get those stories.
Manhattan too. Yeah. So anyway, I'm inspired by the world there, the mystery there, so Hamster Holmes.
Well,
comes
I never thought about. It's kind of an amazing thing to start the day with Oz Guinness and to end with Hamster Holmes and Albin Sader. It's incredible. Now, by the way, we got to remind people We're doing a fundraiser with ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Folks, I want to say it very bluntly. We're in a war where real American freedom is under threat by ignorant or malevolent bureaucrats who don't understand what religious liberty and the Constitution is and maybe don't care. And we need to understand that this is a battle that if you don't fight now, you're going to have to fight sooner or later, and it's just going to get tougher. ADF is fighting. We've told their stories. We'll tell more about it. But I just want to remind you, please, we need your help. ADF, you go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner for ADF. They really need your help. Tithes and offerings accepted. Albin,
yes.
I just want to say congratulations on having achieved a whole series of books.
Oh, thank you.
Hamster yes. Homes, Afraid of the Dark is the newest one. Congratulations on that. Congratulations on all of them. When the new one comes out in December, we need to talk about that as well.
Oh, for sure.
And you're going to get a box set. I'm so jealous. I never get a box set. Folks, thanks for listening. Albin Sadar, thank you.
Thank
for
you,
your
Eric.
Contributions.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.